That was What Would You Say by the Dave Matthews Band here on 97.7 The Academy. I'm Cadet John Hallis, and I'll be leading y'all through 2 hours of commercial-free all-rock music here on 97.7 The Academy. Got a special guest with me coming up next, Master Sergeant Rose, one of the military training instructors here at the United States Air Force Academy. It's going to be a great one. I guarantee y'all, you do not want to miss it. Starting us off, we got Devil You Know by Tim Montana right here on 97.7 The Academy. All the best music coming to you straight from the hill. That was Coming For You by The Offspring. I got a very special guest on the air with me today, Master Sergeant Rose. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. So you are one of our prestigious military training instructors here at the United States Air Force Academy. Can you tell our audience a little bit about what you do here?
So I am the military training instructor, senior enlisted leader. I'm also the basic cadet training program manager here at the Academy. For everybody that doesn't know, when it comes to basic training, I oversee everything that happens with it, doing all the planning. I work with the MTI team here for planning everything out from when basic training ends the year prior all the way up to when it starts. I coordinate all the movement for the MTIs coming in and out of USAFA. I work hand in hand with the training throughout the academic year as well. I advise the Commandant of Cadets and also the superintendent on anything military training wise, parades, ceremonies, all those good things.
Yeah, y'all are absolutely just doing all sorts of stuff all over the place. I don't know how y'all manage to manage all those different things you got going on, whether that's one parade here, dealing with some cadets who have bad uniforms over there. And, you know, just
yes,
I feel like y'all are just running around all the time.
We stay gainfully employed 365 days a year.
Absolutely. And especially over the summer, I got to work basic training as well. And all the work that went into that is just absolutely amazing. And I know I was coming to you a few times, sir, what should I do here? I got this one basic. I don't know what to do with them.
And we love that. We love mentoring y'all, giving you advice where you need it. And we just love seeing how when you first show up for prep week and really know next to nothing in some cases, and then first day of BCT, and you're just developed and you're learning and coming to us asking questions, wanting to be better so that way you can do better for the basic cadets. And then even when the academic year starts, it's the same thing, coming to asking for advice, not just from us as the MTIs, but even the Academy military trainers, going to them asking for advice for how to better mentor the fourth class cadets, third class cadets,
mm-hmm.
and just wanting to be better than what was there for you in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. Y'all and the AMTs as well are just absolutely amazing, having so many great enlisted personnel here that we can learn from as we try and grow into better officers. Next up, we got Chapstick by Coin right here on 97.7 The Academy. That was Something Just Like This by the Chainsmokers here on 97.7 The Academy. Have Master Sergeant Rose here on the line as one of our military training instructors here at the Air Force Academy. In such a changing world, we need to be really prepared as warfighters. How do you think the Academy should keep doing that going forward?
I think a big thing with it is just paying attention to the landscape of the environment. With all the real threats that happen constantly, it's being very aware of everything going on with our adversaries, with what our allies are doing, and being prepared for that potential next conflict. Taking all of our training serious and trying to better prepare not just ourselves, but our wingmen to our left and right, and being there for them when they're struggling. Because some of this is very real and new to a lot of people. And not everybody is a prior enlisted cadet here. Not everybody's been in a conflict zone. So with the thought of potentially being in a conflict within the next couple of years, that can be a very scary situation for some people. And not being in a physical situation like basic training, a lot of people have never gone through anything that enduring. So when they show up here on I-Day, that was a huge culture shock for a lot of people. When they're going through these different exercises we're doing throughout the academic year, a lot of that is very enduring, very hard on them. So making sure that we're there not so much holding their hand, but explaining to them this is needed to prepare you for when you graduate, when you are a second lieutenant. So that way you can lead airmen when you get to that first duty location. So that way you have the tools to lead them into that next conflict. Because when you are boots on the ground at that duty location, we look to you as the officer to be our leader, to help lead us into that conflict. And we need you to be as prepared as possible for that future conflict.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that's one of the things we've been talking about, especially this year, is being ready on day one. Mm-hmm. And whether that's that training you've received during basic, and then even the next 4 years, it's continually training and doing these new things where even from year to year, the training has changed a lot, but yes. Still just trying to get as ready as possible.
Correct.
So yeah, I think this is all really important. And I think the MTIs have done an amazing job in helping to kind of create this training program. Next up, we've got Your Side of Town by The Killers right here on 97.7 The Academy. That was Breath by Pearl Jam here on 97.7 The Academy. I have Master Sergeant Rose on the line here, one of our military training instructors. And a lot of people, when they see that black hat, they think, oh man, this guy is going to tear into me. This is a really scary guy. He's going to steal my soul. Do y'all do it for that? Or why do you want to fill in that trainer role here?
So don't get me wrong. If we need to, we are definitely good at that. We get trained to do that. I think speaking for not just myself, but the whole MTI team here at USAFA, down at Lackland, as well as OTS, that's not our main reason for being an MTI. Our main goal, our main purpose is to mentor and develop individuals. When you become an NCO, you are charged with developing junior enlisted. When you become a senior NCO, you are charged with developing junior enlisted, as well as developing CGOs. And for me personally, I take that very serious. I take that to the heart. And anytime I interact with a cadet, when I interact with the CGOs here at USAFA, the airmen here at USAFA, the trainees or airmen or guardians when I was down at Lackland, I wanted to mentor. I wanted to develop them. and I miss doing that down at Lackland, because where else can you just right off the bus develop them from day one, set the example of what an NCO, what a senior NCO can be? Same thing here at USAFA. Where else can you set the standard for what a enlisted member as an NCO or a senior NCO should be for our future officers? And when I take the hat off in August of next year, I will go back to my normal job of air transportation, wherever the Air Force decides to send me. But I will be able to start developing airmen again within my squadron. I will have more one-on-one time with brand new lieutenants, first lieutenants and captains, continuing to develop them. But I will miss that from here, being able to develop our nation's future officers in the Air and Space Force, because here I have over 4,000 I could develop. So I will miss that. I know my team, when they go to leave here, they will also miss that portion. Talking to some of them that have already left, that is one thing that they do miss from here, is being able to develop the officers here.
Yeah, no, y'all definitely do set a really high standard for what our enlisted force should look like. And I know a lot of people are scared to come up to y'all, so they don't say thank you too much, but we do really appreciate all that y'all do setting that example here.
Thank you, sir.
And we also really appreciate you being on the line. It was great to have you on the air today, so thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And now, playing us out, we've got Makes No Difference by Don't Believe in Ghosts right here on 97.7 The Academy.